Hello and welcome to Mystical Frequency. I am your host, Jen, also known as Celestial Light Witch, and my pronouns are they, them. I am an intuitive card reader and spiritual practitioner. This podcast is all about spirituality, energy work, tarot, astrology, and all the mystical things in the universe. Every week, we talk about mystical topics as we try to grasp the understanding of the universe and our human journey. We'll have some guests share their take on their spirituality, because as we all know, everyone's journey and practices never look the same. I'm excited to share this space with you and open our minds together through this journey called life. Now on to the show. Hello and welcome to Mystical Frequency. My name is Jen. My pronouns are they, them, and I'm also known as Celestial Light Witch. Welcome back to the show. I did take last week off. I know. I did not expect it, to be quite honest. Life happened. I am over here trying to juggle a couple jobs at a time, and I ended up going to bed the night before I was meaning to record late. I went to bed, I think, at like 1:30 or 2 in the morning. And so the following day, I was like recovering for it, because I'm in my 30s and staying up late is not something I do very often. So I decided to take last week off. I was listening to my body. I was honoring it. So here we are, back at it again this week. And I really missed doing the podcast. It's a really odd thing for me to be recording a podcast on my, like, by myself. I have had a couple podcasts prior to this one, and I always had a co-host. So I'm definitely like starting to get more comfortable. I mean, we're on what, like episode, don't quote me on this, I think we're all on like episode 15 or something, and I'm getting the hang of it finally. But it still feels very new to me to be just talking to, not myself, because I know you all are listening to me, but you know, there's no banter back and forth. I'm just over here chattering away, which, I mean, I already do on social media. I already, like, you know, so I'm addicted to nicotine and to caffeine. That is like a flaw I have. I'm pretty sure I have self-diagnosed ADHD, and I'm a pretty, like, I love like relaxing. I love meditating. I love calming down. But when it's like during the day and I'm trying to be productive, I very much feed off of my addictions, which are caffeine and nicotine. I don't smoke cigarettes. I do vape, which is a very bad habit I have had for about 8 years now, which is horrible. I know. Judge me all you want. I know. I am not a perfect human. I am trying to kick the habit. It's been a journey. Probably talk about that in the future, but you know, I just like outed myself. But you know what? We keep it real in this podcast. I am kind of obnoxious sometimes. I'm an Aries sun and moon, and I have an Aries Mercury. So I have a blabber mouth, and I just like talk and talk and talk. And sometimes I say out of pocket shit. Sometimes I'm very hyper and my Aries energy is like bouncing off the walls. Sometimes I become a grown up and really tap into my Capricorn placements, which I have a lot of. And sometimes I become a little Cancer, which I do have in my chart as well. But today is a Monday, which is not necessarily a great day to get a lot of things done, but I have gotten a lot of things done today. I have a client later on today. I am recording this episode. I am later going to be editing this episode so that it goes up tomorrow, which is today for you, Tuesday, or whenever you listen to this episode, but it goes up on Tuesdays usually. And I'm just here in my room. I'm in my bed. I made myself some tea because I am on my period, and I intuitively and psychically feel my cramps coming full throttle. So I am trying to prevent or ease some of the pain with some CBD Buddha tea, some chamomile, and then I also put, I think it's a turmeric and ginger tea. I love mixing teas. That's something I really enjoy doing. I love putting like 3 tea bags in one and customizing my own blends. I want to get into loose leaf teas, but I don't have the cabinet space for that at the moment. So tea bags it is. But I really enjoy doing that. I love tea. I used to be a tea addict actually before I went back to coffee. Now, unfortunately, coffee is like caffeine. Coffee and Celsius are kind of in the forefront in the morning for me. Like I need it. I need it to get things done. I do not like not being productive. Can I speak today? I hope so, because I'm recording this episode. Anyways, even though these first 5 minutes have been nothing but me just ping-ponging ideas and thoughts that I randomly have in my mind and outing myself on my very bad habits, today I did want to dive in and talk a little bit about intuition and how it's a muscle and how intuition is actually a birthright that we all carry. And the reason I really want to talk about this is because, as you all know, I'm a tarot reader, I'm an energy healer, I'm a spiritual practitioner, and I have clients, right? I sure hope so. And I very much have found that a lot of the time, all spirit tells me to channel for my client is to redirect them back to themselves, redirect them back to their own intuition, their own discernment, and reassuring that everything that they're feeling is right. And I think a big reason I wanted to talk about this topic too is because it's such a scary place out there, especially in the spiritual community, because there are people out there that maybe don't always have the best interest ethically on their clients. And to them, it's a money grab. It's a business. It's kind of like, I'm going to tell you what you want to hear, and I'm going to keep you guessing so that you come back. And in reality, that's not necessarily something I align with. And something that very much empowered me was when I started to find the power within myself to listen to my own discernment, to be able to read tarot for myself, pick a card and like intuitively really analyze the card, and putting aside my ego so that I could truly understand what it is that spirit wanted me to know. And that can be a very difficult thing because, as we all know, we're all human. So we all have biases. We all want to get the answer we're seeking. And sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes spirit tells us something we don't want to hear. And that's why we call on to other readers and healers, because you know that if you do it for yourself, you might be in a place where you feel like you end up lying to yourself. And I get that. And I'm not saying that there's no place for healers and readers and practitioners and everything that I do and even more. But what I will say is I think it's very important for people who are trying to seek answers to really tune into their own intuition when making choices and decisions. It's okay to go to a reader if you want clarity on something, if you want reassurance about something that you already feel, if you need kind of like a guide on like which direction to take. But I guarantee you that you probably already know that. And like I said, I'm not saying that like I don't have a purpose in being a reader or healer. I simply am saying I want to be a stepping stone for my clients. I'm not necessarily doing this so that someone feels like they have to come to me constantly to ask me the same questions. A healing process is evolutionary. And where there's growth, there's change. And I may be needed by a client for a season, and that's okay with me. That's perfectly okay with me. And that's what happens. I've had a few energy healers in my life, and I don't see all of them anymore. I see a few here and there. Same with readers. I can pull cards for myself. I could read what they're saying. But sometimes it's like you have an itch in your back and you want someone else to scratch it. It almost feels better. It's a similar feeling. So just as people seek me for clarity and guidance, I do that for myself in seeking clarity and guidance from other healers, other practitioners, because it's not always the same. What I feel like is difficult, and something that I find that a lot of my clients have done in the past, is they come to me for, say, a reading, and they ask me the same questions about the same people, about the same situations over and over. And that's when I want to draw the line and tell you that you know what's better for you. You know what's best for you. You have so much more power over your own discernment than I do over your own discernment. I have all the power within my own discernment. Nobody else has that over me. And that's something that I think is very important. And that goes into the whole concept of everybody having the ability to exercise the muscle of their intuition. Intuition is something that we're born with. An instinct and intuition are two different things, but we're born with them. What happens with society, what happens throughout our lives, is that for some of us, through our traumas, through our childhood, through maybe religious trauma, we are silenced and invalidated when it comes to our power. And unfortunately, that happens a lot. That happened to me. Being raised Mexican, being raised Catholic, being raised in a space where I couldn't truly be myself or have a voice or an idea. And then also, you put into and stir up the trauma of being a kid and like what other kids would think of me. If these downloads I'm getting, if I'm seeing certain things, what will they think of me? We ultimately just want to be accepted. We want to be a part of a community. And in doing so, sometimes along the way, we lose sight of our intuition. And in losing sight of our intuition, we start to doubt ourselves constantly. And I think that's what happens to most of all of us and some of my clients, is that we need to reprogram ourselves back to finding answers within ourselves. I have been thinking about different methods of evolving myself as a healer and reader, and in being more of service to not only my clients, but just people in general. And in doing so, I have found that I'm going to start to try to do new things on my social media platforms. And right now I'm feeling very called to stay in the realm of Instagram. TikTok, I grew my TikTok. I spent literally like 2 years trying to hit 1,000 followers on TikTok so that I could go live and do readings. And I ended up stopping that. And it's crazy because I work so hard. I spent hours making videos on TikTok so that people would find me and people would follow me, and so that I could go live and do readings on there. And honestly, like, I did it, and you know, it went pretty well for the most part. Like, I would get several readings every time I would go live, and you know, you can make decent money doing that. But to be quite honest with you, TikTok has this like energy to it when, like, particularly when I'm live, you don't know who you're going to be talking to. You don't know who your audience is going to be. And TikTok can be a very dark place. There could be, you know, you don't know who it is that you're talking to. It's way more anonymous than Instagram. Instagram's a lot more personal. And so it's been like a good amount of months since I've been on TikTok and I've done lives. And like I have well over 2,000 followers, almost 3,000 followers on there. And I have not posted on there. First of all, I mean, I have two businesses and both businesses require my social media presence. And I'm not going to lie, my makeup business, I haven't honestly been posting on there either. It's been very hard. My Celestial Light Witch Instagram has kind of taken over my attention. It's almost like a person I just started dating again or something. Like, that's what it feels like on Instagram. I feel more inspired. I feel like my community on Instagram is so much more personal. Like, I connect with a lot of my clients through Instagram, and you know, my DMs are open because it's like I know who I'm talking to, and it's just a whole different vibe. So for right now, honestly, I'm just going to focus in on Instagram and I'll see where I go with TikTok, one thing at a time. I'm only one person. I do this all myself. I do it all myself. I don't have any employees. I run this business, the ins and outs and all the parts. And let me tell you, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to do, but we're doing it. And I lost my train of thought, to be honest with you. I don't know where I was going with that, but oh yeah, I was talking about how I'm redirecting like what I want to post on Instagram, simply because I think that one of the things that I'm feeling called to do is to make content for people to redirect themselves to themselves, if that makes any sense. I think intuition is a huge part of it. I feel like a lot of the messages that come through tarot tell me to tell them to tap into their hearts, to open their heart center, to sit with themselves, to be in their body and get out of their head. And that's like a very common theme that I constantly have to tell people and even myself. You know, we live in this very stressful place of, you know, this country and all the crazy stuff happening in the world. Like, it's really hard to get out of our heads. I know that. And I hate having to like always tell people that. And I really feel compelled to like just help people develop their own powers and their own gifts and their own intuition, because I want there to be a day where all of us are just tapping into each other's energy and maybe even like telepathically talking, because I feel like we already kind of do, especially in the spiritual community. Like, you'll never not find like what people's intentions are. And as an intuitive, know what people's intentions are. I know a lot of people in the community feel the same way. When I had Jax on the podcast, we did speak about this, and it's like, you can't lie to an intuitive because we're tapping into energy. That's literally what we do, you know? So we know what's going on. And I want people that feel like they don't know what's going on, I want them to feel like they do. I want them to stand in their power. I want you all listening to really exercise your intuition. That first instinct when doing something, when thinking something, when feeling something, that moment when you close your eyes and an image comes in your head, journal it. Sit down and think about, why is this coming up? That's a download, my love. That's your intuition. That's your psychicness. Those are your senses. I used to think that it was normal, like, and it is, like, it is normal, but like, I never thought too hard into it. It's like, you know, yeah, I would close my eyes and I'm like, of course I see colors. And of course I see random images. Of course I have this feeling that I can't really express. Of course I have, in my past, particularly in my childhood, I had a lot of premonitions. And sadly, a lot of those premonitions were tragic. I remember as a kid, I had this music box and we were living with my aunt at the time. And I'm not really sure where I got this music box. I think my mom got it at like an estate sale or something. And this music box would play It's a Small World, like from Disneyland. And I hadn't gone to Disneyland in like years. So I didn't really know the words of the song, but I knew it went like, it's a small world. And then la, 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 la. Well, literally when I was 8 years old, I made up words to It's a Small World. And I said in the song, I said, it's a small world after these few years that have happened fast in New York City or something like that. And then there was like some other words that were honestly saying how like sad whatever happened in New York City happened. I honestly cannot recall the rest of the words. And that was like when I was 8 years old. So this was in 1999. 2001 happens and a tragedy happens in New York. Okay. Was that a coincidence? I don't know. There's been moments where I knew someone had passed. There was this particular person that I went to elementary school, middle school, and high school with. And he was an acquaintance of mine. And I wouldn't say we were friends, but I knew who he was. I knew him and his twin sister. And there was just like this moment where I knew he had died. Like, I knew that he had died, and I don't recall as to, like, why I knew he died. And a few months later, he follows me on Instagram. And that freaked me out. Because here I am, just knowing that this person had passed. And he's following me on Instagram. A few months later, he ends up dying. So, all these things of our clairs, all these senses that we have, all these things that we perceive, all these things that we feel, those are there for a reason. I can't really explain why I felt that he had passed before he had even passed or known that he had passed tragically, but I did. And those are things I can't explain. And I have many of other stories like that. But like, I'm just sharing this for the reason of how important it is for us to tap into ourselves and remember that each and every single one of us is an oracle for ourselves. You are your greatest oracle. And I don't want you to forget that. As a listener, if you're a client of mine, I want you to always remember that your first instinct, your first feeling, those images you see when you close your eyes, those things you feel, those voices you may hear. I know it sounds crazy, but like those are all part of our gifts. Some of you may like smell certain things. Some of you may taste certain things without explaining. Like those are all part of our clairsense. Those are our gifts, our intuition, and they're all connected to our intuition. So I leave you with homework to really exercise the muscle of your intuition, because it's truly a muscle. And a lot of us try to seek answers from outside of ourselves. And I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to tap into yourself in whatever way or manner that may mean for you. So I hope this episode resonated. I hope this episode found you well, and I will be back again next Tuesday for a whole new show. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to Mystical Frequency. Make sure you rate, subscribe, and follow the podcast, and share this with someone you love. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Celestial Light Witch, as well as TikTok at Celestial Light Witch. Tune in next week for a whole new show.